Now, when you say that, they'll probably look at you like, what? Nevertheless, that will give you a chance to break it down for them. Now, so far in previous weeks, we've talked about the fact that it's a reliable collection of historical documents. We broke that down for you and showed you how that is. That it was written down by eyewitnesses, that it did report amazing, mind-blowing, supernatural events. And we said not only did they take place, but they took place to fulfill specific prophecies that had been made thousands or hundreds of years before that. Only a God-inspired supernatural book could make that claim. But we want to focus on the last part of this sentence today, and that the Bible claims to be divine rather than human in origin. Now, some skeptics might say, well, you can't say the Bible is true because the Bible says it's true. That's just circular reasoning. And so you might want to ask them, well, what do you believe in? And they'll probably say, I believe in reason. Why? Because it's reasonable. I believe in logic because it's logical. I believe in what my human senses tell me because that's all I've ever experienced is what my human senses tell me. Friends, that's circular reasoning, okay? Now, if the Bible did not claim to be divine, or if the Bible claimed not to be divine, then yeah, we would have a hard argument to make to try to say that we believed it was, when in fact if it was saying it wasn't. But the Bible does claim to be the very Word of God, the very writings of God, over 4,000 times. I would say that's pretty clear what the Bible claims to be. 2,600 times in the Old Testament, 1,300 times in the New Testament. So it claims to be the Word of God. And all we have to demonstrate is it in fact what it claims to be? Now, there are a lot of people who say, well, you know, D'Souza, I don't believe the Bible is true because it was written by men. Have you heard people say that? Maybe you've said it yourself at some point in your life. I don't believe the Bible could be true because, after all, it was written by men. Now, I would encourage you, when someone says that to you, to try to be kind, be nice, don't laugh at them, because when you finish explaining this, they're going to feel really bad. So be gentle. Help them save face. I don't believe the Bible is true because it was written by men. Well, as Vodi Bakum would say, you know, that disqualifies every book that was ever written, because the last time we checked, every book on the planet was written by men. So if you use that standard and apply it to the Bible, then you have to say, when your math book says that 2 + 2 = 4, you can't believe that because it was written by men. Or when your English book says a noun is a person, place, or thing, you can't believe that because it was written by men. Or when your history book tells you that the Civil War took place from 1861 to 1865, you can't believe that because it was written by men. And if your science... All right, skip that one. If you come across a book, if you use that same argument and you come across a book written by an atheist who says the Bible is not the Word of God, then... Since it was written by a man, you can't believe that, and you have to believe then that the Bible is the Word of God, or something like that. Okay. Anyway, you get my drift. If you're going to say, I don't believe it's true because it was written by men, you have to disqualify every book that was ever written because they were all written by men. Okay? Second, think about Scripture. Think about the Bible. It contains some of the most heart-melting, beautiful, profound teachings and words ever recorded in the history of man. Deep truth, the loftiest moral instructions that have ever been penned. Now, if that's the Bible, and you say, well, I don't believe it because it was written by men, then you have to make a choice. Was it, if it was simply written by men and God was not in the picture, was it written by evil men or was it written by good men? Well, here's the rub. If it was written by evil men, and I see the point you're making, but if it was written by evil men, how could they possibly come up with all these beautiful, lofty, you know, transcendent moral instruction. Even non-believers will tell you that the Bible contains the most loftiest moral instructions ever written. Even people who don't believe it was written by God will say, I still try to live by life by some of its principles because it is so breathtakingly beautiful and true in what it instructs us to do. Amen. If it was written by evil men, why in the world did they put that stuff in there? How did evil men write beautiful, transcendent truth? But if it was written by good men, then why did they claim that it was written by God when in fact it would not be written by God? In fact, what they would be then is liars. They would not be good men. They would be, in fact, the greatest deceivers that ever walked the earth, because the history of the world has been shaped by the very idea that the Bible is in fact the Word of God. And so if these men were lying, they were liars of the greatest magnitude in all history. Because they have led the world astray for thousands of years and taught them to believe something that was not true. Even the Apostle Paul says, hey, we told you Jesus rose from the dead. If he didn't rise from the dead, not only is your faith in vain, go home and watch TV, but also we're found to be false witnesses of God because we're the ones that told you he rose from the dead. So if it was evil men, how did they get those beautiful teachings? If it was good men, why did they lie and say it was actually God? The only way you can have that, the only truth that really stands is that men moved by God wrote the words of Scripture. It's the only logical argument. And if logic is what you believe, I would submit to you, believe this. Praise God. Now, just to be clear, the point isn't really, when you boil it down, the point isn't whether the Bible was written by God or whether it was written by men. The point is the Bible was written by God through men. Of course it did not drop out of the sky and land, you know, like a house in The Wizard of Oz or something on top of the Wicked Witch or something like that. No, it didn't just magically appear by some angels. Yes, men wrote it, but this is how it came about. This is why you can say that it was written by God at the same time that it was written by men. Let's go right to the Scriptures, and he tells us exactly what happened. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 to 21, tells us basically God sovereignly caused men to write exactly what he wanted them to write. And this is what it says. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. This is the Apostle Peter writing. This is the guy who walked around with Jesus, eventually got crucified himself upside down, died for the faith. This is Peter. Know this first, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never, everybody say never.
Never.
Never. Prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Here's what he's saying when you break it down into simple English. He's saying this is Scripture. Prophecies of Scripture were never anybody's private interpretation of what they thought God was saying to them. I get a feeling in my gut. Must be God. I wonder what he's trying to say. I think he's probably saying this. Wait a minute. No. Let me change that. That's not what this is all about. What he's saying is the Spirit of God literally moved those men to write exactly what God wanted them to write. He still used their own personalities, their own writing styles, their own grammar that they were familiar with, but he moved upon them. And that word move is an interesting word because it's the same word they use to talk about how the wind moves sailing ships. I think we have a picture of one there. Yeah. You just put your sails out and the wind catches in there and moves the ship. Now, in those old sailing ships, if the wind was dead, buddy, you were in a bad place. Because without the wind, you were going nowhere. It had no power of its own. It was strictly only the power of the wind that caused those ships to move. That's what he's saying here. It wasn't any involvement of the man's own personal interpretation. God moved upon them to write what he wanted them to write. Now, there's a similar passage in 2 Timothy, and this is what that says. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture, this is Paul talking, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That phrase in red, which says what? Given by inspiration of God. It's a lot shorter than that in the Greek, in the original language. It's one word. Theopneustos.